If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Here we are, guys, our last break of the day on this Thursday. And, Steve?
Hey, you know something? I was online and I saw a tribute song to Malcolm Jamal Warner by R. Kelly. And I listened to it, and man, oh man, oh man, what a great song, man. That song was so powerfully written. And it was written by R. Kelly. Now, listen to me. I know what R. Kelly is in jail for, and I didn't put him there. Most certainly I didn't. I'm not to judge the jury. It's not my job to judge people. And I understand how people delve out forgiveness. If it don't happen to you, it's probably easier to forgive than it is for anybody else. I got all of that. I'm just talking about the song. The song was a great tribute to Malcolm Jamal Warner, and I thought the song was so well done, and kudos to R. Kelly for doing that from wherever he is and for whatever he's in for. And I know that people want to have, how could you listen to something that something? Hey, man, I got a lot of friends that made a lot of mistakes. I had a lot of friends. Now, R. Kelly and I were never friends, but that's not my position. I'm just talking about the song, and if you get a chance to listen to it, it's a good listen. Great song by R. Kelly for this brother who meant so much to the culture. Just shout out. Okay, Junior, what you got?
Yeah, so I was talking with some fellas, man, and we were just talking about the pressures of stuff, you know, with the society that we living in, everything happening in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the men were just saying, man, I'm thinking about what if I fail? What if I lose? You know, what if I quit? What if I dot, dot, dot? They just kept naming things. And I said, I'm going to ask Uncle Steve and see how he talked to men about these type of situations.
Well, you know, you can what if your way out of so many situations. You know, whenever I come up with an idea and I present it to the team, what I will not allow my team to do is to come back to me and tell me why it won't work. I know why it won't work. That's not why I have the idea. Every idea you come up with is going to have opposition to it. Every idea you come up with will have the challenges that come with every idea. Any thought of changing anything is going to come with an equal and opposite reaction. So when I go to my team and I say, I got this new idea, I don't need you telling me why it won't work. I got all that. How can we make it work? The opposition will present itself anyway. So, folks, if I were you, I would get out of the what if business, because the what if business is kind of like statistics. You know, what I've learned about statistics is for you losers, man. Statistics are for people who want to justify when something didn't go their way. One out of every 10 people. One out of a, you know, if you play the lottery, it's one out of a billion chance. But when somebody hit the lottery, though, now what you looking crazy for? You didn't play it. But that person took the one out of a billion chance. It is the chances in life that pay off. If you never take the chance, there will never be a payoff. You only win when you risk. You only win when you play the game. You only score when you shoot the ball. Well, what if I miss the shot? Well, keep dribbling then. What that do? Just keep dribbling. What if he dropped the ball when I throw the touchdown pass? I tell you what, don't throw it. Just let your receiver run up the field and never throw the ball. So you don't get an incompletion on your record, but guess what? You don't get no completion either. You don't get no touchdown. You don't get no celebration. You don't get no win. Don't get hung up into what if it don't work. I'll tell you what. If you do not try, if you do not attempt, if you do not move forward, I have one thing I can guarantee you. 1,000% I can promise you this. You will fail. It will not happen. It cannot happen without the effort. It cannot happen without the risk. Life is risk, y'all. Now, I know sometimes, man, when you take a chance and it don't work, you consider that a failure. I don't. I consider that as the lesson I needed to learn so when I go again, I can get it right. Stop looking at every time you fail at something as a negative. It's a part of the process. Everybody I know that's a winner has been a loser, but they just didn't look at it as being a loser. That's round one, down. Ding, round two. It's a fight. I was watching on the internet the other day, Sugar Ray Leonard against Donnie Lalonde. I was watching this fight, and this guy knocked Sugar Ray Leonard down, man, and Sugar Ray Leonard was on wobbly legs. And I remember this fight because I said, man, Sugar gonna get whooped. This, I think the boy was from Canada or something. I don't know where Donnie Lalonde was. And it looked bad. But Sugar got up and he kept fighting. Sugar made one of the greatest comebacks I've ever seen. And he ended up knocking this boy out. Look, man, if you don't make the attempt after you get knocked down, if you don't get back up, you cannot win. It's when you get knocked down that you stay down that you lose. You know how many times I've been knocked down in my life, man? But every time I've been knocked down, by the grace of God, I got up. And you know why I got up? Because I just kept the faith. You got to operate on faith. Faith is a belief in things that you cannot see. Yeah, what if it don't work? What if it, you ain't got to see it work? But you do got to go forward, though. Don't get hung up on the what ifs. Operate in faith, man. Operate on faith. Those are my closing remarks. Hope that helped you. God will. We'll see y'all tomorrow with another one. In the meantime, talk to God today. He'd absolutely love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.